Welcome to the Home Service Business Coach Podcast with your host, David Mowerman. You will learn to grow your home service business and transition from being the technician in your business to being the CEO and leading your team to success. Get a front row seat where you will get practical advice from industry experts on how you can level up your home service business. Get ready to take some notes because we're going to jump right into it here.
All right, what's going on, everybody? It's Dave Mowerman here. I'm the CEO at Home Service Business Coach, and I'm very excited to go ahead and roll out today's episode. We call these our member spotlight episodes, where we are able to profile certain members that we've had come through our coaching program that have got great results. And our goal with these interviews is to really inspire you for what is possible for your business, because here is the sad reality, is that over 90% of home service business owners actually own a job and not a business. They're not able to have freedom from their business or make above average income, and they end up really stressed out with like $100,000 business and not getting any free time. And so our goal at Home Service Business Coach is to help thousands of home service business owners see the bright light and see the direct path for how, with coaching, systems, and community, their business can ultimately be an asset that they can own rather than just a job that they go to every day. So we're gonna go ahead and roll the episode here. You're gonna get to see Landon, our growth advisor, actually interview successful members. And I think you're gonna get a ton of value from it. So go ahead, get ready to take some notes and enjoy the episode.
What's going on, everybody? Landon here with Home Service Business Coach. And I am joined by Mr. Schaefer, AJ, All yes. Seasons.
Thanks nice for having me. Absolutely, man.
Man, where are we at? Where are we at right now?
I think we're somewhere in Alaska. Or maybe is that cold? Maybe the North Pole.
Is that cold? Seriously, we're at in Vancouver. Thanks, yeah. AJ. But it is super cold.
Beautiful like, I'm freezing. Freezing today. Yeah,
yeah. Freezing. Big for snowstorm sure. happening. But we're at our second annual summit, and this is the first time Mr. Schaefer himself is a co-chair at HSBC, man. So
yeah, no, it's going to be cool to be on this side. I was here last year, and it was just such an impactful, you know, amazing information packed session that I went back to Florida just fired up, man. Yeah. So I'm excited to kind of see that hopefully pop up with some of the guys coming up here and get a chance to really sit down, because I don't know how often you get to do that, like sit down with a person or a group and kind of just really put together a solid plan for a whole year in your business. It's just, I mean, it's super valuable, man. So I'm excited to see the guys, you know, the fire in their eyes pop up.
Yeah, dude, it'll be life-changing.
Yeah, absolutely. It was for us for sure, man.
Yeah,
it was big. Absolutely. This last year was huge, and I can't argue that the summit played a huge role in that. Yeah. You know?
Dude, can I be honest with you?
Sure, of course. Yeah.
So I met you last year. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know too much about you previously, and I saw AJ. I'm like, oh, man, that guy's, he's intense.
Yeah.
Like intense. I'm like, this guy's a dick.
Yeah. I did.
I was like, because looking.
Good.
I'm like,
good.
Man,
you're going to get this right now.
You did the handshake. You're like this. And then you were at the left hand side. Boom, books out. I think you were by Alex Bickerstaff as well, too. Bickerstaff. Books out, ready to go, locked in. I'm like, wow, okay, this AJ guy's serious. And then me and you were chatting. I think it was the next day. And I was like, AJ's one of the coolest guys I've ever met. Mm. What he's been able to do thus far in his business is something I massively respect. And I'm like, maybe hopefully one day, if it all works out, maybe he'll come on board. Obviously, if we continue to grow at HSBC, and now,
yeah, I've been able to
now you're that, a coach, man.
Yeah,
so
I appreciate that feedback, man. It's good to know. Sometimes I come off a little intense, but especially like with business, man, like that's just something that I'm real passionate about, you know. And obviously, as a lot of the people watching this, probably if you started your company up, you're just so emotionally invested in that. Like if you get a chance to go do something like the summit and do something that you know is just going to really benefit you and your business, dude, you're going to be zoned in, man. That's what I was. When I got here, I was just like, all right, I'm here for a purpose, man. Nice to meet you, but
I got
to do this thing.
You
right
were,
now,
man.
You know,
once the training was over, it was all good.
Yeah, yeah.
We settled down and everything, man. But take us back. Take us to All Seasons, man. Because I know, obviously, I know about your story now, AJ, but tell the audience, man, kind of where were you at 4 years ago in your business, man, with All Seasons? Like, take us back to the day in, day out struggling grind.
Yeah, man. I mean, so when I first joined, it was tough, man. I'd been in a partnership for a while. Initially, I started my company out to be with my family more, my kids, you know. Mm-hmm. And 4 years ago, that was not what I was doing at all, man. I was married to the business. I was like leaving my kids with like friends to like watch them on the weekend so I can go do quotes. And like when I was home, like I was able to help with their homework and then get them to bed and then do a bunch of, you know, estimates and just all the stuff that we do that just robs us of the happiness, you know. And so when I was doing jujitsu, you know, I was it's hard to be present because I have all this other stuff going on. So 4 years ago, I did a lot of work looking into like somebody to coach me, you know, because I had a mentor in early life that helped me kind of become a man, probably the closest thing to a dad I ever had. And he was big on like, instead of going and like trying to figure it all out, just go grab somebody who's already done it and is willing to teach you, you know? So I knew I needed a coach or some sort of system to help me put that stuff together because I had never done it before. So I did a lot of research to find HSBC, you know.
Wow.
I listened to a bunch of podcasts about every business coach guru out there, and I came across Dave's and HSBC in particular, and all the content that you guys are pushing out for free, which you guys put out, or we put out, not because of coaching, put out phenomenal content, man. And
totally.
It's like, and like, it's not like that hook, you know, gotcha kind of stuff that you see.
Yeah,
out there. It's genuine content.
Yep.
It's good stuff.
It's tactical stuff.
Dude, that really got me, man. And the fact that you guys were really big on helping employees and making them grow and bringing them up financially, like all the stuff that I wanted to do but didn't know how. So when I joined, I was looking for, I mean, I was not making crazy money, but I wasn't necessarily looking for more money, dude. I was looking for like, I need freedom.
Yeah.
I need people I can depend on and pay them well. Yep. I don't know how to do that. So that's really what made me join, was just like, the presence you guys had out there, what you had put out there, was such good content. And I could tell that what you were showing was just genuinely good stuff that I was super attracted to it, man. And I joined. And so when I joined you guys, I was working probably 60 hours a week, man.
Yep.
Easily, you know what I mean? And in season more, but averagely probably throughout the whole year, 60 hours a week and, you know, no time to do anything, you know? So, that's kind of where I was when I joined.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely, man. And you were one of the OGs, the originals, man. Been around a long time too, man.
Oh, man. Well, the guys who are joining now, what it was before compared to what it is today, like they've made it, like the back end of this coaching program is so much better. And it was great back then.
Yeah.
But it's just so much better now, you know, the platform that we have and everything is just crazy. So, you know, we worked, it was like, You got one coaching call a week, right? And then you had a Google Drive that you were pulling documents off of and putting them together. And then in that one meeting a week, you had a chance to like vomit everything you were doing.
Yep, yep.
And then you get some feedback and Dave, whoever was there, would really help you out through the process.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
That's kind of where it started, was with that. And I mean, it was great though, man. Amazing progress very rapidly because of this program.
Absolutely, man. And get everybody up to speed, because I remember, and I've shared this with, and you've probably maybe even heard me say this before. I remember you wrote something, I think it was on Slack, when we were using Slack, and you mentioned, oh, I was able to take my daughter to a theme park in Southwest Florida.
Oh yeah.
Guys are taken care of, tire happened, fixed on a Tuesday afternoon. And it was like, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a huge change from what it was.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. And another big one was the kids have a week off in school.
Yep.
I get to stay home with them and be present and be with them. Not like running around like crazy trying to figure out what I, you know, and you're whatever place you are in life when that stuff happens. But it was really cool to reflect and see like, man, I'm able to actually, I don't have to stay at home for the week with my kids. I get to stay home for a week with my kids and not, and we'll go, you know, screw off and go to parks and like, go to a theme park on a Tuesday, which is like, probably the best time you can go to a theme park.
Classic dad.
It's
man.
The best.
Classic.
No lines, you know, kids love it too. You know, it's just, it's the best, man. But like that type of stuff just wasn't even in like the distant future when I first joined with you guys, you know? So yeah, it was kind of like one of those moments where I was just kind of like in gratitude mode, you know, like something cool happens. You're like, man, I'm right here right now. I got a long ways to go, but like, man, look at this spot I'm in.
Yeah,
right now.
Absolutely.
This is cool.
Yeah, absolutely, AJ. And what was kind of that big, change or shift? Like, and hype yourself up, AJ, because again, we can do everything we can in XYZ, but it's up to you to take and implement. And obviously that is something you've done. And now you're at that point of helping others implement. Mm-hmm. What was there a shift for you? Was there a moment in time where it was like, you know what, this has really helped me, or this is kind of, I was at 100 grand. Now we're doing multiple six figures. The team's built, all these kind of different things. Like, was there a shift in between that moment of the old AJ and the new AJ?
Yeah, I'd say so, man. And I, you know, it's hard to pinpoint exactly what that is. And like, those that end up doing the program will understand there's so many things that go into play of like having a systemized business to where you're not so heavily involved that's robbing you of your happiness and stuff. But it was right around that same time, you know, that I was able to stay home. And I think the big shift was something that Dave harped for a while on, is just like the art of delegation. And like, it's easy just to give somebody a job, right? But like, how do you box this task together to where this is everything that has to happen within this? And then how do you get the person that you're going to delegate that out to in a position where they can receive it, own it, and do it better than you ever did? And that was really a big shift for me anyways, was I'm like, I have, you know, it's that book, you know, Rocket Fuel of the Integrators and the Visionaries. And like, the idea of like, how do I empower really good integrators? And like, once that started happening, and it was by all the stuff we go over, you know, getting my SOPs really solid, getting my positional agreements so my guys know exactly what they're responsible for. You know, and like, we have a certain level of like excellence that we, you know, expect. So I built the people up to be able to take on these tasks. And then there was this other piece component that I had a really hard time with, which was trusting them. You know,
like, you're not alone. I mean, AJ, you've now, how many are you coaching now? 25 plus, I think, right now, guys? Like, how much is of a common theme is that? Is that trusting employees? This is my baby, but it's not yours. And I don't know if I can trust you, because I've been doing Greg's home for 3 years now myself. Will you do as good of a job as me on Greg's home? Because it's a common thing. Like, how much does that come up in the guys you coach? Like, every time.
It's not a unique thing. I think that,
I think unfortunately, like, a good thing.
I think a lot of entrepreneurs are kind of control freaks. It's like, I heard a perfect saying. It's like, perfectionist failing at perfection is like pretty much what it is, right? And the other argument, the side of it that I always argue is like, you may think that you're really good at doing all those things, but you're just better than a lot of folks who would be doing all those things. But if you had a certain person in each one of those divisions, they would do it way better than you. Like, way better. It's your job to, like, you know, train them up and get them ready, and then give them the environment where they can grow within it. But like, my office, my production, my sales, all of that runs way better than when I was playing all, you know. And the thing is like, you're just not as good at those things as you think you are, is really what it is, you know. And I get it also, it's like your baby, like we were talking about earlier, like, if you grew this thing from its infancy and you created it, it's hard to hand that off. But you have to either be totally fine with being stuck on the truck for the rest of your life, or you have to get uncomfortable. And I think that that's kind of one of the things the program really helps with, is like, it sucks to be like spearfishing. If there's a bunch of sharks around you, right? Like, it sucks to be there alone. But if you got somebody with you,
you're telling me,
with a spear, right? That's ready to stab one of those guys if they come up. I mean, you just feel a little more empowered and a little more safe doing that. You're out of your comfort zone, but you have somebody. So to have a coach, or have, like, that's what the big thing with me was, like, having Dave and the other, you know, people that we had around that was really helping me. It gave me kind of like this, like, confidence that wasn't my own to go out and create these things. And because of that, I feel like it took off like wildfire, man.
Like,
it wasn't my idea, you know what I mean? I was just implementing the idea that already worked. You know what
You're
I mean?
Like, reinventing
it makes
the
you
wheel.
It makes you feel more confident. And then like, just shooting from the hip and be like, man, hope this sticks. You know?
Absolutely. And what's been the biggest, I guess, what is your favorite part about being a coach now? You've played both sides. You've been on both sides of the spectrum. What is your favorite part about coaching here at HSBC?
I mean, it's got to be the success stories, man.
Success
stories are like, I don't know why that word's so hard for me right now, but these success stories are the best, man. Like, especially ones that were like the dudes that when they came in, like, you could just tell within like two meetings that they were just dying, dude. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, they were just, I mean, not like they were going to quit tomorrow, but like, next month maybe. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, real close.
And, last straw, last ditch, last kick of the can. What do I got to lose?
And that's, I mean, that's a very, and again, I think that by the time a lot of folks like concede and say, okay, I need a little help with this, a lot of those folks are going to be at that phase, you know, and there's nothing shameful about that. That's another thing that I found is like, a lot of folks are very, I don't know if it's ego or if it's like, just like a self-worth issue or whatever, but like, folks think because they need help in this area that they're insufficient. It's like, dude, no one's ever taught this stuff. You know what I mean?
That's it, yeah.
You've never had like a person to show you these things. So it's like now, so like to see somebody on the other side of that, like struggling, you know, same as me, 60, 70 hours a week. And then like a couple months from then, maybe it's not like they're off the truck, but like the biggest ones are like, hey man, I had like, I was in the business like 15 hours this week.
Yeah, dude.
And like the matter of like a couple months, dude, that's, to me, that's one of the biggest wins, you know, or like there was an issue with a client and, you know, one of my lead techs went out and dealt with it.
Yeah.
That type of stuff, like, I mean, that puts fire in me, you know what I mean? Like seeing that kind of stuff, because I understand the change that you have to the business holding on to the idea that you're the guy who has to make it work.
Yep.
I get that. So to see somebody coming from on the other side of that, I guess kind of like when someone gets on the other side of the epiphany that I had that you were asking about earlier, that's what really, that particular spot, if it's they're out of the business completely, or if they're out for 5 hours a week, or maybe they still have 25 hours, whatever that little victory is where they realize they have a little bit of their life back.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's a big
thing.
Yeah,
dude. Man. Yeah, dude. I mean, you can't, like often the question is like, why am I still doing this? Why am I hearing this, that, and the third? And it's like right there to your point too. How can I not be when somebody I've talked to, I know your back's against the wall. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the guys with the backs against the wall, they don't really have anything else. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the best clients because they're going to show up, implement on the work.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this program is designed. What you're putting into this thing is what you're getting out.
And
this is somehow turning into a pitch, but it isn't. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, it's a gift of desperation.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Exactly. For sure. Absolutely. And your back is against the wall. You just got to fight your way out of the corner and that's it. And it's like you have a couple buddies all spearfishing.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it's really rare that somebody's gonna be going through life and everything going like real well for them. Like, you know what, I need help.
Absolutely. Like, yeah.
Usually it's gonna be somebody who's like in a tough spot and like, man, I guess I'm gonna. And the guys that are hungry like that, I mean, you could tell, dude, those guys are just like,
they're like, on it.
Like the weekly accountability calls, like they're in queue 5-10 minutes before the thing even starts.
Yep.
You know, you get the emails to let you know they're all in there already. You know what I mean? Like, you could just tell, like, the first 5-10 people to get there like 10 minutes early, like those guys are like ready, dude.
They're on it, man.
And those guys are usually the ones that just soar, you know?
Absolutely.
Because they're not stubborn. They're not still stuck in like, I know the best way to do it. Like, and that's the one thing I would suggest anybody getting into it. Like, just have humility, man. Just have like this like hunger to learn, because there's a good chance that what, like your way just isn't the best. It may be a good way, but it's probably arguably not the best way. And there's a really great way we do it. So just at least try it out for a little while. Have that, that desire to, like, you know, be teachable, be coachable, you know.
Totally. Well, you don't go to the doctors or the hospital when you're healthy.
Mm-hmm. Never. No, some people do.
Yeah.
Well, like, I think I'll get my blood work and screw my week up. Yeah, let's go find out what's wrong with me. Some people do that.
I might be one of those people.
I got to go. My wife makes me be that people. Too,
exactly. Now. Yeah, exactly. Like
the first time
it's
ever.
It's the good ladies in our lives. Absolutely. Yeah, yes, sir. Sure.
And then you find out you got like high blood pressure. Like, that's a good thing I went in there. That'd have been terrible to find out like a couple years later. You know?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Jeez.
We just had that burger. I mean, that's sure gonna do something for you. That was a hefty. For people, Fat Burger, there's a burger chain up in Canada. It's, you liked it, eh? It's kind of like Five Guys, but less sophisticated, I think.
Well, I'd say less sophisticated, but also like the burger's way bigger.
Yeah, like
for sure.
Like, I mean, it's a monster.
It was a small child, for sure. It was a lot of, I mean, like, I had my infant with me, and like, I bet you if I had both of them right here and you blindfolded me, I wouldn't know which one I was holding. It was a big burger.
Are you serious?
It was a big burger.
And you ate it all.
Of course I did, yeah.
Of course. I love it.
And I didn't raise a quitter, you know. It's like, it's that Louis C.K. quote. You ever heard that? He's like, the meal isn't over when I'm full. It's over when I hate myself.
Oh, yeah, fair. Well, that's why he's.
Yeah, that's why he's pretty big. Yeah,
that's
for
why
sure.
He's a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
But AJ, advice for somebody. Maybe who was at the same stage that you were at in the business
4 years ago.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. You're working your 70 hours a week. You have that trust of the issue of the employees. Right. And you're like, oh, I don't hire. Hey, I'm born in 1997. So maybe I'm a part of this lazy millennial. I don't know, man. You know what it is? There's that
guys who work for me that's around that age, and they're workhorses,
they're, right?
Man.
They're brutes,
they're
right?
There. They're out there.
They're out there, right?
Don't see yourself.
I know.
You're a beast, man. Come on.
I appreciate that. Thanks, AJ. What are you telling that guy? He's doing this 100K, working 60 hours a week. What are you telling that guy?
That sounds like a plug, man. But get help, dude. Get
absolutely
help.
Absolutely, it sounds like
nothing,
a plug.
There's nothing wrong, like I said, with just getting help, man. You know, and granted, you might be able to configure something really impressive in a few years. You might lose your family over that. You know, you might lose your health over that. You might be so stressed out that I was that I have no grandparents, anybody in my family who's balding. Guess who's thin at the top, bro? Guess who's thin at the top? You could save yourself your hair. Tommy Mello talks about that, right?
Yeah, it's true,
dude,
though.
I have no balding in my family. I'm the first one. I'm starting the first balding.
It's because of the stress. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's like, you could do that, man. That could be the route.
And the hair transplant, I think, is about 15 grand, too.
Well, yeah, it's a distribution next year, probably. It's coming from my company to get me some hair. It owes me that. It's the one that took it from me.
It does, yeah. Absolutely.
But no, you could do that. You could do that route, and you might be able to manifest something amazing. But why wouldn't you do like the express lane, man?
Yeah,
you
know what
I
mean?
And just get some help. And for me, I wasn't smart enough for that, dude. Honestly, I had been in business for a while, and it was not getting any better. So if you're in the position where it's like, you know, I didn't even know where to start, dude. You know what I mean? I had one guy who's now my production manager, and I was working him to death, and I was working to death, and I had no vision for my company. I had no roles built out. I had no SOPs. I didn't know what that stood for. I was so far away from ever even like touching something like that, that like I had to get into something. So that would be my suggestion, man, honestly. And I know it sounds like a shameless plug, but we are doing, you know, an HSBC podcast. But I mean,
we also believe in it, and we've seen the transformation.
I'm a coach.
Yeah, exactly.
Coach because it worked, like, man.
That's it. That, 100%, like, what else is there?
I wouldn't ever try to push this product if I felt it was some kind of like snake oil or something, man. And there's a lot of that out there.
Huge, massively.
I mean, it's out there. And like, the good thing is like, we have such strong testimonials now with everybody who's been through it, man. Yeah. Like, there's just no smoke and mirrors with this. And also, this isn't something where, if anybody's looking into this right now, this isn't something where we're going to go into your business and do it for you either. Like, this is an empowering thing. So like, I didn't need somebody necessarily do it for me. I wasn't looking for that when I joined.
No.
I need somebody to show me. And by doing that, same way that you do with your employees later, it empowers them. So you get this like new confidence, this new ownership of problems. Yep. You get the new, all that stuff comes from this. So that would be my suggestion. Long answer would be just join us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Book a call with this stud and get in here. That would be my suggestion, honestly. That would be it.
I appreciate that. We'll teach you how to spear fish. These AJs and Alex.
One of these summits in January, we'll do it in Florida, and I'll get I'll rent a boat out.
Man, I'm actually like, I'm so down.
We'll go lobstering in the Keys.
Yeah, dude, let's go.
Do that.
I will. But if you can, if you're fighting off the tiger sharks, I'm game.
Yes, I'll be the honorary tiger shark stabber.
if a great white shows up,
I'm out.
Bro,
I'm out, dude.
You think now I'm gonna go?
I'm
what do you
out.
Mean, great whites?
I've never seen great whites down there, but.
But why do you mention this then?
I mean, because some of them pinging off the coast. You know, they always do that thing where, like, oh yeah, there's Susan, who's 300 years old, is like 200 miles off the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. You ever see those? Never mind, they don't happen. You guys should come. Never mind, forget it.
There's no on good that white note, AJ. There. Brother, it's been a pleasure to watch your journey, to have you. I definitely will not be going spearfishing now, unless you're going to a nice little cove.
We'll go lobster.
Okay, we'll go lobster. Yeah. Done deal. So if you want to go lobster with AJ, the goat himself. But again, like in all seriousness, we aim to serve. And again, like this podcast is like, oh, okay, I've learned a little bit more about AJ. We're talking on like the other side of the fence, if you will, from AJ. But it's more of like, man, like I'm gonna swear, so I apologize. We give a shit. Yeah, cover your ears, AJ. Don't let the kids listen to it, right? But it's that we genuinely care. And we can only grow if we give our best effort to our clients, right? And then raising them up. Again, exact same to your point as well too. So again, I'll leave the link below. Schedule a call with me. We got to figure out if we like each other and if we can even help you out. Okay. Because what's the one of the first things we're doing, AJ, if you're a good fit, we can help you and you decide to, as Alex Berkerstadt said, you take that leap off the cliff and that cloud catches you and takes you to that next level. If I determine we can do that for you, what's one of the first things these guys are doing?
They're doing a war plan call.
There
man.
We go, buddy.
A war plan call where we're spending like a good solid hour just seeing exactly where you're at. We're going to triage what parts of business need the most attention.
Yep.
And then we're going to, you know, go through and spit shine everything that's working good but could be working better. You know?
Yeah, I love that. It's great. Yeah. It's just better than me.
It's a war plan works, man.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
absolutely.
When we're done with the war plan, bro, like people are like, I mean, you could, like if you said do a backflip, I bet you they would just. Like they're so fired up after the war plan.
Absolutely. Because like it's the guidance, first chance, right?
Yeah, you have like this like actual roadmap ahead of you. And granted, you need some help. You don't know how to get there, but you realize, man, there's something tangible in front of me that's going to change my life. And people are fired up about that.
Absolutely, man. Well, it's probably like one of your favorite parts. Like, what is your favorite part about coaching? Is it the one-to-ones? Is it that war plan call? Is it getting support back in the group? Like, what's your favorite?
It's going to sound like, honestly, it's like a little part of me when like I have to argue with somebody over something and they finally implement it and they message me and said, oh my God, this is working so good. Like a little part of me is like, you know, it wasn't my idea. Like I know it works.
Yep.
Like, it's just kind of getting them to do that. So when I get that
totally.
Message, it's like, yeah, man, I finally, I'll just do one thing, an example. Like when an employee calls the owner and like they're in the middle of something and they stop what they're doing to take that call and they hinder what they're doing, like that kills me. Because like whatever they were doing, you could knock 20% off the quality of whatever they were doing, right?
Yep.
So like, and they're like, no, I have to take this call. If I don't take this call, like, no, man, like how about you wait 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then you call them back.
Nope.
And the first time one of them will do that, and they call them back, and the issue is resolved.
I'm like, yes.
Oh, right? I mean,
that's like, that's what it's all about.
It's gold, man. Now an hour. You know what I mean? Just kidding. Just keep going to where they don't even call you anymore, you know?
Well, I love it, man. Well, again, it's delegation. It's who and not how. It's all the principles that we preach. So any quotes, final thoughts, AJ?
I will, yeah. The harder you work, the luckier you get. That's my favorite.
Man, let's go.
The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Man, love that. AJ, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, man.
I know that we've chatted before. If you want to watch AJ's older interview where I guess we really dive into like your experience kind of like previously as now we're looking at it from the other side of the fence, we'll link that down below too. But everybody listening, Landon and AJ, both from HSBC, schedule that call below. Be happy to talk with you, but take care. Thank you again, AJ.
My pleasure, man.
We'll be in touch.
All right, so I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I hope that you were able to get some key takeaways and really see how our members are absolutely crushing it with their business. And I hope that it inspires you to go ahead and do the same. So as we mentioned on the episode, if you are interested in learning what we do at Home Service Business Coach, how we've helped hundreds of home service CEOs scale up their business for more income and more freedom, you can go ahead and check out the link down below. That will get you on a 20-minute phone call with our team that can actually show you more of the back end of our program and make sure that it's a great fit for you. So want to go ahead and say thank you for watching and go ahead and stay tuned for more content coming in the coming weeks.
Thank you for listening to the episode today. If you want to get even more value from David, then book your free coaching call at HomeServiceBusinessCoach.com.